Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And again, for those people that might be first-time listeners, my name is Peter Mingles. We started this platform a long time ago to be able to actually host people that were those entrepreneurial people that are perhaps running home-based businesses or other entrepreneurs that you just need to know about. And today, we're starting our Pocket Change Fortunes radio show. So we do Building Fortunes, and this gal does Pocket Change Fortunes, and her name is Jenny Barnhart. And I'll share with you, I've met lots of people in my lifetime, if you will, but you don't meet very many people like Jenny. She is like one of those really super-duper creative people that gets a whole bunch of stuff done. She focuses on her niche market. She's got an entrepreneurial brain. I'm really not sure where she grabs that from. She's got great ideas and implements them, which is amazing. And just when we started to do some stuff with classified ads with her, just today, I went on to say, who is this woman? Like, what? Who is this woman? I gave her an assignment, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, who is this lady? Like, it would have taken a team of people, like, forever to get this stuff done, and she did it already. So I just wanted to make sure that we had our first radio show on Building Fortunes Radio, and you get a chance to meet her. Now, she focuses on real estate, if you will. She's over in the state of Ohio, the 513 area code specifically, and we do a whole bunch of things, and I'm really looking forward to the things that we can build. So when I built Building Fortunes Radio, it was based on the premise that there's three types of people out there. There's your maintainers, they kind of keep things basically like status quo. There's your destroyers, and they know how to tear everything up, and then you have your builders. And your builders are the ones that make things happen. And that's why we call it Building Fortunes. You could almost see the verb in action. And if you want to work with somebody who's an entrepreneur that can teach you a whole bunch of stuff while she's doing it, you want to work with Jenny Barnhart. So, Jenny, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Now, I'm sincerely serious when I said my first reaction today when we looked at a classified ad website that we put together for you. Basically, we gave you the open frame and said, go start to fill it in. I was expecting a few things in there, but like, bam, I looked at it and said, oh, my gosh, a lot of stuff and so well planned out. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And we were just kind of talking a little bit before the radio show got started, and I wanted people to know a little bit about you. So if you are in any area and you want to work with a great entrepreneur, you want to work with Jenny. Now, Jenny's first name is spelled G-I-N-N-I, and last name is Barnhart. I'm saying kind of like it sounds, barn like, you know, where you put your farm animals, and heart as in H-A-R-T. So if you want to go find her on Building Fortunes Radio, you can, but also we're going to have a special segment for her under Pocket Change Fortunes, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as we go. But the first thing I wanted you to do for our listening audience is hear a little bit about who you are. So tell us a little bit about Jenny and wrap around whatever you want, family, business, all that sort of stuff all in one.
Okay. Thanks, Peter. I am a product of an entrepreneur. My mom is Filipina. She came over here about, I don't want to age myself, over 40 years ago, met my father. he was in the Navy, so she just happened to be here, and they met, and boom, here I am. And she started her first business, which was a restaurant, when I was 9 years old. And being the oldest and being from the Filipina culture, your first staff members are typically family members, which I think is not unlike America, but it's a little bit more pronounced in the Asian culture. So I was, at 9 years old, I was their dishwasher. I was actually, you know, running the cash register sometimes, getting the odd looks from the adults, because in my mind, I didn't realize I was only 9 years old, right? I just thought, hey, I'm in the business, so I have to work it, work everything, anywhere there's a pocket, right, that needed to be filled. So
right, and we didn't worry about child labor laws, because at
right,
nine,
right,
you probably
right.
Wouldn't fit.
I tried, I try to use that a few times. Because, you know, I make it sound all glorious, but being a dishwasher in a restaurant at 9 years old is not fun. but you know what? It gave me a work ethic that like no other. My mom is amazing, and she's 72 years old and still continues to work in her store. She'll chop meat on a bandsaw at that age, and I have a feeling that I may not be working in food industry, but I have a feeling I'll be doing the same thing when I get to that age. So, but yeah, so now I she really plugged that entrepreneurial spirit in my soul, and I'm very passionate about it, and I'm just looking forward to you know, moving forward in, you know, in any of the field. I enjoy entrepreneurship. It doesn't matter what field it is. So,
you know, there's a little life lesson in there that a lot of us forget, you know, maybe as we're growing up or maybe a little bit more mm-hmm. spoiled. But when I was growing up, too, my mom, we were one of five kids. We had my sister was born in the middle, and she was born mentally retarded. So she had medical problems, and my dad was working a lot. I always remember my dad working two or three jobs. I don't ever remember my dad only working one job until he got way older. And then, but I do remember what my mom used to do for us is we used to, you know, the boys, especially me, I was the oldest one as well, washing the walls, doing the floors, cutting the grass. I mean, I was child labor, and I didn't really, you know, it was just what I did. My mom taught me how to paint stuff when I was young, and this is what we did, and we did spring cleaning and all those types of things. And I think there's a portion of that that's lost on these newer generations, and we're not doing them really a big favor. Like that work ethic that you started at nine might have, you know, mm-hmm. we say stunk, but you learned the value of work. It was an obligation, if you will, but an unspoken obligation because mm-hmm. she was your mom and you're working in the restaurant. You know, there were a whole bunch of rules that didn't need to be laid out, but the reality was that really was your beginning of your work ethic for the rest of your life. And that's either a good thing or a bad thing. We sometimes say, you know, that was really a great lesson. I wish I could break those habits, but I can't, you know, because you're always doing stuff, you know. It's a cursing and a blessing mm-hmm. all at the same time. But I like to work with people that are builders. So, okay, so that's your kid, you know, the child labor thing going on. You know, you can't go back mm-hmm. and sue your mom. You wouldn't sue your mom. So then what happened? Like, okay, so then you're a teenager, and how did you get to where you are now? I know there's a lot of steps in between, but how did you get to where you are now?
Right. Well, you know, the American dream at the time was to graduate, go to school, find a job, work 40 hours a week, and retire and live off of your retirement. But that wasn't the case for me because I was not cut out for that. And I think that by the time I was 18, I had already been working for 9 years, right? So, you know, where people think that, hey, you're just a teenager, you shouldn't be thinking about branching out and becoming a business owner. But I was already a business owner for 9 years, so that's all I knew. So what I did is I just worked different jobs, thinking that that was the way it was supposed to be. So I, you know, I worked in the mail as a mail clerk. I worked as an office manager. I worked as a secretary. You know, learning every, you know, and I just kind of boiled down to, instead of college, I basically worked my way through with experience. And that's kind of how I got to where I was, because I couldn't, you know, once I conquered a job, I kind of got bored, and I probably drove my husband crazy because I didn't spend more than 3 months in one job, because once I learned it, the passion went away and I was ready to learn something new. So the thing that changed the pivotal part was when I became a loan officer for mortgages, because there was a start and a finish to each client. And that was the only thing that really kept me. And it also fed my entrepreneurial spirit, you know, because it was, you know, it was a form of building a business, but having the safety net of a corporation. So after a couple of decades.
And each one, you know, I'm familiar with the loan business. So each client mm-hmm. brought their own set of challenges. So it wasn't like cookie cutter rubber stamping stuff. It was always a challenge. And therefore, that really probably kept your attention.
Yes, it did. It did. And, you know, and the thing is, though, that really kind of made it harder for me as a loan officer was still corporate. You know, it was still, like I said, you had a sense of owning a business, but you were still commissioned. So it's not like you had a safety net of a salary. And but you had that, but you also had corporate telling you how to do your business. And I saw how I could create and grow businesses, my business, a different way. So that's where, fast forward, I got in contact with a real estate broker that was wanting some help growing his business. So I was able to take everything I learned in my mortgage world and apply it to his real estate company. And that's really what really triggered my triggered everything that I am now, is just all the mistakes, all the failures that I made from 2007 till today. I've been able to finally turn them around to more successes, which is really, really inspiring for me.
Right. So let's talk about, like, where you are now. So what is it that you do currently?
Mm-hmm. Currently, I am the marketing and HR director for a real estate broker here locally. I take care of all of the agent's marketing needs. I also provide services that that help them with their business and to grow their business. But also, I am a business developer, so I help create multiple streams of income for these for the agents as well. Because everyone knows you shouldn't have all your income coming from one stream. So what I do is I actually meet with agents that want to do more than just be a real estate agent, and I help to pull their passion out and find out if there's a stream of income that can come from their passion, and then I try to merge it in with their real estate business.
I love that, because that's what builders do. So by my definition, when you're building something, you're doing those types of things. So like, okay, so where's your passion? Where does this fit? How does this work? And then you do more than, you're just more than an ideas person. You implement, meaning you just don't talk about it. This, like, if talk meant anything, like everybody would be rich or lots of people would be rich. It's a matter of what you apply and what you actually get done. So, for instance, for those people that might be thinking about this, if she were a McDonald's owner, she would be teaching people how to buy or make their own straws, or how to buy or make their own napkins, you know, how to buy or make their own tables or display bulletins or stuff like that. So you focus mostly on real estate. So talk to me about some of the things that you help your real estate entrepreneurs with.
Well, one thing is the company that I work for, they are more geared to the business owner agent. It's not like the bigger box, nationally branded real estate companies where they kind of tell their agents how they need to market. The broker that I work with is more interested in each agent having their individual piece or image within the company. So that's what I do, is I try to help create their signature brand that has them – so they can set themselves apart from other local agents, because that's what you have to do. I mean, there's 6,000 agents in our market. So how do we make one agent stand out among all of those? So that's where I bring in their passions. I bring in, you know, what can we do to create, you know, where they see, when they see one icon, they know it's you, you know, and that's what I do, is I help them create that.
Excellent. Well, we're just about halfway through our radio show for the very first time. We're going to run a little commercial break. You're listening to Jenny Barnhart, and this is our new station. We call it Pocket Change Fortunes Radio, and here we go. I'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jenny Barnhart. We're talking about Pocket Change Fortunes Radio. For those people listening in, this is our first radio show. You'll be able to pick this up on the previous radio shows that we've done. If you go to buildingfortunes.com and you look for Jenny Barnhart or you look for Pocket Change Fortunes Radio, you'll be able to find the segments over there and you'll be able to share them with your friends. And Jenny, the thing that I loved listening to you today on the radio show, but also when we talk, is you're nice. I mean, you're smart, working hard, ambitious, but also nice, very easy to talk to, you know, always very constructive, all of that sort of stuff on the business side. And I'm sure you're like that a lot with your clients as well. That's why people like to work with you. Tell us a little bit more about you as a person. So I know that, you know, you said you're married. I know Jeff. I don't talk to Jeff too much because I'm usually talking to you. So tell us a little bit about Jenny as a person. And the reason why I want you to do that is because there's a lot of our Building Fortunes radio listening audience in here that would love to be able to be the entrepreneur that you are. They just may not see where that fits. So what happens with you when you're not necessarily at work? Who are you?
Well, it's kind of hard because I'm always seem to be working. But
right?
When I'm not working, I am married. I have two daughters. They're both adults and also now grandparents. So I have a grandson. One thing that I did with my children, I'm kind of going away from the question a little bit, but I'll come right back to it, is, you know, I told you my mom, she owns instead of a restaurant, she owns a grocery store. So as soon as my kids turned 12, I gave them a 3-year break. I made them work for my mom. So we are basically a family of entrepreneurs. So when we're not working, believe it or not, we are still kind of working because we're always talking about the next step. And I think that's the difference, is when you are passionate about what you do, then you never feel like you're working. And that's kind of the way I am. I'm always on. And I think that's what makes a difference, because I always try to take an opportunity in any situation to turn it positive, either for me, emotionally or, financially or whatever it is. I want to make sure that I'm always, pulling an opportunity out of any situation.
Right. So you're basically, it's a lifestyle, if I can call it that. It's a mindset that you've developed over time, and you got the girls in and the family in it as well. But you're always looking at stuff on how you might be able to filter it or adapt it towards whatever you're working on for your advantage or learning experience. And I love that about that mindset. So, yeah, I get it. It's always on. It's always moving. It's hard to shut off sometimes. But it really does make you a wonderful entrepreneur, because you can see things that other people don't see from different areas. So it's kind of a really cool thing to kind of develop. So you gave your kids a little bit of a break. They started off at 12. How old is your grandbaby?
He's 2 years. Well, he'll be 2 years old in December.
Wow, that is so cool.
Very busy, very busy. But he's actually our office manager. So
cool.
He comes into the office every day and makes sure that we're working hard, and also we're also making sure that we're meeting his needs. So he's quite the manager. I'll put it that way.
So when you say he's always around you, so it's kind of always like you're working hard, but you're always around the family, so they always have that sense that you're around. Like your kids will never really know what it's like to not have mom or grandma around.
Right. When you walk into our office, you'll be greeted by my youngest daughter. And Jeff and I, we share an office. Can you believe that? We're married and we share an office.
Wow.
And then our oldest daughter and her husband have the other office. They take care of all the graphic design and all the visual pieces of our company. So everyone has a place in this office that we've created. So,
wow.
So we're always around. And we still love each other when we go home, which is really cool. Because we also still live together, because, why pay rent when our house can fit the family still? So, yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Again, it's life. Like I said, it's lifestyle, right? If you love what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you have something in common, and you're building towards a common goal. you know, and you're getting along and that sort of thing. I think that's like as good as it gets. And the other thing, too, is you're in control mostly of your own destiny. So although
that's
you may not be able to control what goes on with the banking industry or what's going on with loans, you guys will be able to move or shake or adjust. So in reference to the stuff that we're talking about right now, why was developing multiple streams of income important to you? Like, you can make a lot of money, I'm guessing, as a loan officer or as a real estate broker, but why did you find that teaching people how to generate multiple streams of income in that kind of a business was important?
Well, I lived the high of the real estate and lending business, and I've also lived the low. So I understand that there's cycles in anything. And sometimes when the cycles of lending and real estate are low, then you have other streams that could replace the high. So my goal is to always have, you know, just so that we're always growing, we're always moving up, that when one is struggling, you have another income stream that you can work toward and keep yourself growing, you know, because I didn't do that at the beginning of our careers. And it was devastating. We lost a lot when the crash happened in the 2006. I mean, that's where it started, and it kind of came to a head in 2008 and 2009. But yeah, we felt the loss, and I really don't want anyone to have to experience that. I mean, I think that it's something that's preventable, and if had we been smarter at the time, we probably could have prevented it. So I'm hoping that if I can help other agents and other loan officers, other people in the sales position to create those multiple streams, then we can prevent some of the devastation that's felt with those losses.
Right. So let's use a specific example. One day you had written to me and you said, "Hey, Peter, sorry, I was kind of busy doing a big job with a printing thing," and you know, then when we spoke about you doing this big job with this printing thing, I found out that you do, like, you have your own separate printing division, if you will. Now, it would make sense that, I'll let you finish my sentences, but it would make sense that real estate people probably need things printed, but you set it up so it can go beyond real estate. So if you're dealing with any kind of person that needs any kind of printing need, you would be able to develop that as well. So let's kind of explore that as a specific example of what you did to kind of open yourself up to be still niche-oriented, but expanding to be able to pick up an extra customer that might need your services that really likes what you do.
Right. I do know that in all business, printing is you think it's going to go away, right? But it's not, because people still like paper. They still like the touch and feel. And I do notice that, as I'm opening up the multiple streams for real estate, and I'm always letting them know, hey, I'll do your printing and I'll do your marketing, but if you know anyone that else that needs it, then, you know, let me know. I'm happy to help. And, you know, those are just little, I would just say it's tongue-in-cheek when I'm meeting with everybody, but now it's starting to become, you know, they're realizing that, hey, I give a great product. It's quality and it's affordable. And I think that when you're starting a business, those are all the elements you need. And I think that that's going to be really the thing that keeps me busy, because it's it's its own leg of the big dinosaur, you know?
Right. Well, it just opens up another opportunity for you to be able to, I'm going to use the term, take advantage of the relationships that you work so hard to build. So for those people listening in, I mean, my philosophy has always been, especially as a business owner, that my business will thrive to the degree of entrepreneurs I surround myself with. So when you get those couple of extra entrepreneurs around you thinking the right way and they can focus, then you could really build great things. And we're kind of witnessing that right now for those people listening in. We started today. This is our very first radio show on Pocket Change Fortunes Radio. But Ginny and I met as a result of a referral through a home-based business. We started talking. I showed her what we did. She says, you know, I've always kind of wanted to do something like that. And we kind of expanded to the classified ad site. And then we started saying, you know what, let's use a big microphone like Building Fortunes Radio to be able to help get the word out, and I'll help you build it so you can build it to the extent that you'll be able to build it. And I always said, listen, I'm going to step out of your way because you're that entrepreneur that needs someone to step out of their way. I'll show you how to do it, but you're going to build it. Like, you're really going to build it. So for those people listening in, and you're going to catch future Building Fortunes Radio episodes with Ginny Barnhart, you'll be able to actually witness how it was done. So, Ginny, we'll be able to have some examples, you know, as you're building it and the integration of how you're integrating this to what you're doing with the real estate market and what's happening in Ohio, which is where you are, but also nationwide and even with other customers. So I'm super excited about basically documenting your level of entrepreneurial success with the products that you have and the products we can probably give you as well. So I'm really sincerely excited because who knows where this goes? Like, who knows where this will go? So anyway, so, okay, so we have about a minute or so. I'll let you wrap it up. Why did you pick the name Pocket Change?
Well, I thought of it, when I was trying to think of a name, I was thinking, you know what? Most people have their goal and they have their focus. And sometimes it's not just you make enough money to live and you make enough money to keep whatever it is alive that you're trying to build. But sometimes you just need that extra change to live life. And because when you focus, when you're only doing work and you're only, providing for your needs, it makes life a little less enjoyable. So Pocket Change was, if you start building other streams, it'll start off as pocket change, but if you work them right, then they can definitely grow into a fortune and may even supersede what your current focus is. So that's where pocket change fortunes came.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. So the idea, especially like, for instance, when I was younger and my kids were around, I always needed something to be able, let's do something on the weekend or the extra movies, that extra 100 or 200 bucks on the weekend really came in helpful for what I call like lifestyle. If I wanted to do something, those unnecessary expenses kind of took the friction off, if I was able to handle that stuff. And then the idea of actually being able to generate something that's going to be able to produce a couple of hundred bucks or eventually a couple of thousand bucks extra per month, that was very appealing. And if you have a couple of those and you do it over time, there you go. You're going to have something big, and who knows what you're going to take off. So I'm really super excited about this. You'll be able to hear Ginny again. It's Ginny Barnhart, Barnhart. Husband's Jeff. I'm sure he speaks.
but
we don't speak a lot. And I know he talks. But
yeah.
he usually gives Ginny the microphone, and we have a lot of fun with that. But we'll also bring some other things to the table as well as we do Building Fortunes Radio. So, Ginny, I want to say thanks for being here on our very first radio show. I'm looking forward to this. I love talking to you. It's so much fun. And I'm drawing more of the conclusions of, like, who is this lady? Oh, who is this woman? Like, I'm so impressed. So I'm looking forward to the relationship that we could build together as well. And we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. So go to buildingfortunesradio.com/pocketchange or Pocket Change Fortunes. Both will work, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, Ginny. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.